Penguin Random House Audio presents Good Morning Midnight by Lily Brooks Dalton. Read for you by Hilary Huber and John H. Mayer. I heave myself out of the darkness slowly, painfully. And there I am. And there he is. Jean Rhys. Chapter 1. When the sun finally returned to the Arctic Circle and stained the gray sky with blazing streaks of pink, Augustine was outside, waiting. He hadn't felt natural light on his face in months. The rosy glow spilled over the horizon and seeped into the icy blue of the tundra, casting indigo shadows across the snow. The dawn climbed like a wall of hungry fire. Delicate pink deepening to orange, then crimson, consuming the thick layers of cloud, one at a time, until the entire sky was burning. He basked in its muted glow, his skin tingling. The overcast sky was unusual for the spring season. The observatory's site had been chosen for its clear weather. The thin polar atmosphere and the elevation of the Cordillera Mountains. Augie left the concrete steps of the observatory and followed the path carved into the steep slope of the mountain, down to the cluster of outbuildings nestled against the mountain's incline, then beyond them. By the time he'd passed the last outbuilding, the sun had already begun to sink, the color to fade. The day